Well, I'm about to date myself. One of my favorite movies when I was growing up as a kid was actually a musical called The Sound of Music with Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer. Do some of you remember that? Though I'm not sure many young people would know that particular movie. Certainly anyone my age or older would know it. After it had its run in the theaters, you know, it would be on once a year on television. And whenever it was on, it became a family event for our extended family. Now remember, anyone who's young, back in those days, there was no such thing as Netflix or Amazon. Even Blockbuster has kind of gone by the wayside, hasn't it? And so we had just a few television channels. So when something like that would be on, our whole family, extended family, cousins, aunts, uncles, we would all gather in one of our houses and we would be in the living room and watch the whole thing. And, you know, we knew every single word of every single song, and we sang all those memorable songs. If you recall, and I'll say this for those who don't know about this movie, it was about a woman, Julie Andrews, who arrives to become a governess to seven children of a widower. And the kids, as you will recall, are not well behaved at all when she arrives. Well, one song in particular that came to my mind as I thought about this weekend's homily was that song, My Favorite Things. My Favorite Things. You may recall in the movie what happens is that there's a big storm that ends up, you know, with thunder and lightning and the whole bit. And that happens to fright many of the children as soon as that thunder and lightning come up. And then they all go and run into her bedroom. It's a place of safety. It's at that time that Julie Andrews knows that the children realize they really do need her. They do need her. They have a dependence on her. Someone has to calm their fears. And so they've begun to put their trust in her. In today's gospel, we have very different hopes and expectations that I think collide. A serious Jesus is speaking to his apostles about what is awaiting him in Jerusalem. We know there's going to be his suffering, death, and then resurrection. And what are they doing? Well, they're arguing again about who is the greatest. In other gospels, we'll hear, well, who's going to be on Jesus's side when he comes into his kingdom? And Jesus has to explain again that they have it all wrong. Do you wish to be first? Then you need to become the last. Do you want to attain greatness? Then become small. Do you want to be a master? Then you have to become a servant of everyone that you want to rule. And to emphasize that point, Jesus takes that child, places that child in the midst of them. Now remember, a child has no real influence in power or in the affairs of society. It's exactly the opposite. You and I know a child needs everything. And I believe what children ultimately reflect in their nature is trust and dependence. Trust and dependence. Children, in their ready acceptance of our love, in their total dependence on us for nurturing and for growth, in their need for comfort when they face any kind of fear, they exhibit their ability to completely place their trust in a person that they love and that they know loves them. So in the movie that I began this homily with, when Julie Andrews first arrived, you will remember, it was the kids that tried to show her, hey, we're the ones that are in charge, not you. They were kind of trying to show their toughness. But once they have to face their fears, they find out that they do really need her. And it becomes evident at that point that trust and dependence end up being that mark of their very young lives, all wrapped up in the love that she already has for them. And so what about us? I mean, Jesus loves the children, we all know that, but what about us adults? Jesus didn't just hold up that child as an example for no reason at all. He wanted the apostles, and I think he wanted us to know what is required. What is required? He knew they still didn't understand what he was talking about when he predicts his suffering and death. I think Jesus knows that unless they realize that they need to completely place their trust in the Lord Jesus and to realize their dependence on God, they will be lost when in the future they will see the one they thought would become an earthly king instead hanging on a cross. They have to have that same kind of trust in God that children have in their own loving caretakers, that all will be okay when the big storm comes. My dear friends, the longer that I live, the more I realize that I don't have very much control in my life. When I was first ordained, I confess I was probably more like the apostles, you know, ready to conquer the world and asking, you know, what's the best thing that I can have and do? And now after 23 years, I am more aware of my complete dependence on God, as well as our dependence on one another as the body of Christ. And just as storms like hurricanes and tornadoes seem bigger and more fearful nowadays in our world, I think the storms of life seem more destructive and overwhelming than ever before. And so, like a frightened child, what do? I turn to the one who has unconditional love for me to comfort me and to keep me in safety. I have come to know that I can trust him even when everything around me rages and foams. And then the challenge is that then he in turn is going to send me out to do as he did. And he will do the same with you as well. In these days of uncertainty, in the church, in politics, in our places of employment perhaps, maybe even in our families, we can feel like a frightened child with that thunder and lightning all around us. Turn to Jesus for your comfort and your care. You can trust him because he loves you unbelievably. You don't have to pretend that you're independent and self-sufficient with him. Put your life in his hands. And when he has strengthened you enough, then keep close to him as he sends you out into this broken world to seek out all those other children of his, fearful, battered, bruised, and broken, and announce to them the love that conquers all fear and calms every storm.